We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Bear Down Ballers here on the Field of 68. I'm Ryan Wall, joined as always by my co-host, Jordan Pollock. And Jordan, this past weekend was a really great one, as your screen is showing right now, for the Arizona Wildcats. Won a thrilling game in overtime on Thursday against Utah, triple overtime, that is. Then beat Colorado by 20 points. And Jordan, best of all, it is rivalry week. We'll get into all of that later in the show. It's Arizona versus Arizona State. It's in Tucson on Saturday. But first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Now all football is officially over, so we're jumping into basketball season, which is awesome. The best postseason in all sports starts in just, I think it's a little over 3 weeks.
Yep. Arizona only has seven games left. Pretty crazy. The season's winding down. But let's get right into the game that I mentioned on Thursday. One of the craziest, wildest games of the season, and one of the craziest of the past few seasons to me, for the Arizona Wildcats. They came out on top by 6 points, 105-99. And as I mentioned, it was in triple overtime, and I texted you during this game. I just felt like this game was like never ending at the end of regulation, at the end of the first and the second overtime. It just seemed like each team just kept missing key shots, and it just seemed like Arizona couldn't draw up a big play there at the end of those first two, periods. But in the end, Caleb Love did hit the dagger in triple overtime to take the game over for Arizona and give them the victory. What do you think about this crazy and wild game?
Yeah, it was a great game. I didn't think it would be that close to where it would take three overtimes for somebody to get a win, but I think we were both predicting right around like under 10-point game. It was thrilling, and I think over last week it's probably, besides like the Pac-12 tournament, but there was a 2-day period wait. Like, this is going to be very close to some of the intensity that this team's going to get in March, especially with the starters, everybody outside of Boswell, who wasn't foul trouble. He wasn't in foul trouble. Wow. He had an injury though. He injured his shoulder.
Yeah. A little bit banged up
later,
but then he went in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he came back in that game. But outside of him, every one of the starters had over 40 minutes and played a few days later in Boulder. So it's a quick swing, especially with them being able to get wins in both spots. I think for one thing, it definitely shows that their strength and conditioning is at a very elite level right now, where it should be, where they're going to start playing a lot more games in a lot shorter time. But this game was great. It was really cool to see Pele Larson just ball his first college. He played at Utah for a year. I think it was just one season he was up there and transferred down to U of A. So it was really cool to see him kind of kind of get a good end up there in Salt Lake City, put together 27 points, and just the glue guy keeps gluing. He played great.
100%, and he did he almost had a triple double in this game.
Yeah,
8 assists, 7 rebounds, 10 for 17 from the field. We normally don't see him is second leading in shots on the team, but the really thing that sticks out for me for Pella is he just plays basketball the right way. We've talked about this before, but he doesn't force anything. He lets the game come to him, and early on, he and along with himself, the team realized that it's his night. Shots are falling, and they kept feeding Pella, and he was just on fire. And it's just good to see, because when he's on, he is really that engine for this team to start and to get to that next level that we keep talking about. And he wasn't the only one. You mentioned Boswell. Boswell, this was one of his better games. He had 16 points. He had 5 assists. And also Caleb Love had a double-double, 19 and 10 rebounds. So as I've said, when those three guards and when you have 5 starters in double figures, as Balo also had 10 and 16, it's just really hard to outlast this Arizona team. And that's what gives me more confidence. And when you're in overtime games and even triple overtime games, it gives me more room for kind of comfort when watching this Arizona team, because, you know, I did think at the end of that game, oh, Utah can maybe hit a last second shot. Arizona got the ball last, luckily. But then once it went into overtime in the next two periods, I'm just confident because Arizona has the veterans over a lot of these teams. They have players that have been in big games, and no matter the environment, Arizona showed that they can win. That Utah crowd was pretty good there on Thursday night, as I expected. And it seems like a win like this will only help Arizona in the long run. Do you agree with that, Jordan?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And further the point of them playing better towards this time of the season when they need to, it's their first true road trip where they left without a loss. And that's great to have, especially since really the only other away trip outside of the ASU trip in a few weeks is going to be out to LA, which will be quite a bit tougher into those environments that we know so well about. But it was great to finally get a full road sweep. They needed to do that. And it was awesome to see, especially in this first game, how it took a lot to get over the humps and to get the job done.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like this game summed up the Arizona season perfectly, you know, because the first half Arizona was up 16, second half Arizona was down 16, and then it goes into overtime, obviously tied up, and then it was tied after 2, and then Arizona finally took the lead. And that just seems like the theme of this season is that Arizona doesn't get off to hot starts, or even when they do, they do hit a bump in the road. But like I mentioned, when you give more time and more time on the clock for a group like this Arizona team, I said to you before we started recording this, Jordan, I'll bet on Arizona's talent every single time. And I think that their talent level is top 5 in the league. It doesn't mean they're always going to, you know, reach that potential that they have, but there's never going to be an issue where it's like Arizona matches up with a team and you're like, that other team has more talent. That's not going to be the issue for this Arizona team.
Definitely. And looking at it, like this roster outside of 3 guys, which is Balo, Boswell, and Pele, this group has not played together before this season. So I think we're just starting to see this team and these guys really mesh well together, and it's coming at the perfect time.
Yeah, well, do you have any other final thoughts on this Utah game before we move on to Arizona's victory against Colorado?
I'm just very happy that Pele decided to come down to Tucson. I can't overstate the performance he had and just the efficiency that he's played with his entire career with us so far. Like, and you're saying that it's surprising for him to get 17 shots, and it is. Like, he doesn't overshoot his stay on the court, and he still stays efficiently, very efficient, even with his low number of shots, which is extremely hard to do, especially in the game of basketball now where you have superstars everywhere that kind of get however many shots they want.
Yeah, I totally agree. His career will go down in the books for Arizona. He's one of the best long-term players for Arizona in a pretty long while, actually, because as we know, with the one-and-done rule, a lot of Arizona's better and big-name players have been one-and-dones, but his career has been nothing short of just excellence every single time he steps foot on the floor. But let's move on, Jordan, and talk about Arizona's 99-79 20-point victory over the Colorado Buffaloes. Jordan, I don't know about you, but when I looked, I did a double take when I saw before this game, Arizona was about a 1.5 to 2 point underdog in Boulder. I know they do have a great crowd. They brought the heat, their fans did at least, but and they did get their likely top 10 pick Cody Williams back, but we saw the first matchup was a complete blowout, 40 plus points. They have more players back this time, but I was just shocked by Arizona being an underdog. And this was another game where we saw all three of Arizona's starting guards, Boswell, Love, and Larson, all each had over 15 points. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, they all shot very well percentages. I mean, Caleb Love from the field, 6 of 15 doesn't look great, but the 4 of 6 from the three-point line really, really helped his final scoring output a lot. And I would say the biggest reason why they were put as underdogs is just the context of this team on road trips. They've split every single time so far. So I'm guessing the people at Vegas just kind of jumped on that specific statistic and the fact that Colorado the last time didn't have a few of their starters, and they thought 40 points would have been made up with those guys. And as we saw, it really wasn't, especially with Arizona playing to the level that they're playing right now. They're not really giving teams any kind of get in. You know, like, yeah. Umar Ballo has been super solid on the boards. He's been leading this Arizona squad on the glass pretty much game in and game out. He's been super solid from that. And Keyshawn Johnson's been good. And even outside of that, the guards help. I know at Utah, Caleb Love had 10 rebounds in that game. Keyshawn had 7 in this game. And there's just, when you're playing a team that's better than you, you have to wiggle and try to get certain stats and certain things to go for you that usually goes for them. And just the way this team is built, it's really hard to do that in specific categories.
Yeah, 100% agree. Tristan Da Silva, KJ Simpson, they're two best players for Colorado. They did play well, had 20 points apiece. They did shoot it pretty poorly, under 30% there. But Arizona shot the ball unbelievably, 45% from deep. That was led by Caleb Love, 4 3-pointers. Boswell had 3. Larson had a couple. And that's the thing with Arizona is they don't have the elite and the premium shooters in the country, but they do have good shooters, and they do have streaky shooters, as we know. And when they're on, they're dangerous as anybody. Mm-hmm. And this, it really seems like that right now, I talked about it last week, is that Arizona is starting to turn the corner, and they had a couple losses, but they're starting to kind of come into their postseason form, if you will. And this is the first time, Jordan, that they've won at least 3 games in a row since November 23rd. November 23rd was the last time they won their third game in a row. And that's really good sign for Arizona right now. And I talked about Boswell in the last game, and even in this game, he had 15 points, he had 4 assists, and that's back-to-back Boswell good performances, and he hasn't done that in over a month since he had back-to-back over 10-point performances, and that's really good to see that Boswell is playing at a really high level. And I've said this since the beginning of the year, when you got that and you have a really good Boswell leading the way, it allows and opens up more opportunities for everyone involved.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I want to go back to, you were talking about how many shooters we have. And I think you look at some teams, like we'll talk about the Purdue game. So Purdue, they're pretty much year in and year out. Matt Painter has a very specific roster that he wants in place. He wants a great big. He wants a few ball handlers that can defend. And he wants one guy that can shoot the crap out of the ball. And wherever he's running, he's just running off pull off screens and just trying to catch the ball and shoot it. And this team has guys that can shoot it everywhere. Like, we didn't even know Keyshawn Johnson could somewhat shoot, and he's been pretty solid from the 3-point line. And the fact is, this is one of the few games I'd say throughout the season where the shooting has just been very well from everybody on the court. And that's what makes this team really hard to beat, much less even beat handedly, is because there's so many shooters. And when you have so many shooters, if all of them are off, that's going to be very like unlikely to happen. Usually you're going to have a night where one guy has a bad night, but then two or three guys can bring him up, in a sense. And that's one thing we've seen with Caleb Love, is he's going to shoot until he can get some good numbers. And Pele is going to give you 1 to 2 a night. He's super solid from that, at least. And then Boswell's kind of sink or flush. And that's just one thing that makes this team really hard to beat, especially from the 3-point line.
Yeah, I think it's all about kind of everyone finding their specific role in the offense. And that comes with not forcing anything. As I keep saying, a lot of the guys do, and not being passive as Boswell has been at times this season. But Jordan, it wasn't just those three guards that were great in this game. A guy that had more of an unexpected high scoring night for say is Jaden Bradley. He had extended minutes, 27 of them, because KJ Lewis had 5 early fouls and only 7 minutes, which is just crazy to see. It was horrible early in that game, but Jaden Bradley, I've thought this throughout the year, but he's one of the quickest, fastest players on the team, on the floor at all times. Really, he's really good. I've always thought he needs to work on his finishing ability near the rim, and he did just that. I mean, in this game, 6 for 9 from the field's really good, and he's another guy that provides that energy and just that boost when you need it off the bench.
Yeah, definitely. And two of those were threes too. You take those 6 of 7 inside the 3-point lines. Pretty absurd.
Yeah.
Pretty absurd.
Yeah. Really, really crazy. This game seemed like it was over to me just a couple minutes into the second half.
Agreed.
Seemed like Arizona was up, I believe, over 12 points at that point. Balo had another double double in this game, 16 points, 13 rebounds. But what do you think about him and just how he's kind of, it seems like he's maturing and growing as a player, and even just being, he's just being more dominant every single night. That's his fourth straight double-double of this season. What have you thought about his play?
Definitely. He's bringing his floor up, and that's a great thing. He's being dependable in ways to be able to get a double-double. Like, it is a forward and as a center, that's kind of the gold standard of getting at least 10 rebounds and helping out at least on the glass and getting putbacks. And he had a few dunks in this game. It's awesome seeing how energized he can get, especially on the glass. And so that's one thing that he's really been a stable force for this team, especially during times when they can go through shooting slumps and defensive slumps, especially in the perimeter through early in the season, through some of those road trips when they're giving up a ton of open threes. And he's just been a solid force. And I think it's going to be able to help them a lot, I think, later come tournament time. And especially even the minutes that he gets on the bench, Krivas has done a great job as a freshman coming in and helping him out and giving him a few minutes to get energized back up.
Yeah, I totally agree. He's filled that role very well. But coming up next, we're going to talk about Arizona's big matchup against their in-state rival, the Arizona State Sun Devils. As I mentioned, Arizona's riding a three-game, winning streak. They're 19-5 and first in the Pac-12, and we'll talk about all that next.
As you guys know by now, we've partnered with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68 as we all get ready for the best month of the year, March Madness. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, you can use the bonus code FIELD150 and you will get $150 in free bets on your first wager with BetMGM, regardless of whether or not you win that first bet. Here's the best part. All you need to do is deposit and bet $5 of your hard-earned money. This is how you make it work. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using the bonus code FIELD150. That's FIELD150. Deposit at least $5 and place your first wager on any game. You will receive up to $150 in bonus bets regardless of the outcome of your bet. Just make sure you use that bonus code FIELD150 when you sign up. And remember, BetMGM is now available in one wallet in select states. As a New Jersey resident, this is super convenient when I have to go cover games in Philly or New York, which happens quite a bit. When you cross state borders, you just log into your existing account and fire away. You don't have to create a new account in each state. It's easy, it's simple, and it's clean. And most importantly, we have some fun stuff coming up for the conference tournaments and for the NCAA tournament. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops odds boost, and my personal favorite, a nice little parlay boost here and there. So download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Big news, guys. I am thrilled to announce that we have partnered with Autograph, a company founded by the GOAT himself, Tom Brady. The Autograph fandom app gives you access to the best college hoops content, fan contests, and exclusive rewards like discounted tickets, all for doing the things that diehard fans like you already do, following your favorite team in the news and listening to podcasts just like this one. When Tom, and yes, I am calling him Tom, we're on a first name basis these days, co-founded Autograph, he had one mission in mind: change the fan experience for the better. It works like this. You get all of your college hoops content you want in one place. You get articles from your favorite writers, pods from your favorite hosts, contests from your favorite creators, all on the feeds and the sites that you already enjoy. But instead of having to go to all these different places, it all comes to you in one spot, the Autograph fandom app. But here's the best part. The more content that you consume, the higher you rank in the app. As you consider the level up in status on the app, you can unlock unique rewards curated exclusively for you. So download the free Autograph app in the App Store and use the referral code F68, that's F68, or tap in at the link in the description below or in the podcast app of your choosing to start earning points for doing something as normal as listening to this very podcast.
All right, Jordan, let's get back into it. On Saturday night, as we're recording this, in just 2 days, it's going to be Arizona taking on the Arizona State Sun Devils, one of my favorite rivalries in all of sports, and it's the biggest in Arizona. And this year, it's kind of been an up and down season for Arizona, as we or Arizona State, as we know. Yeah. They're 7-7 in the conference. I believe they're fourth right now. They're 13-12 overall. They started the season out really well, actually, and it looked like they were going to be, you know, a team sitting at the top of the conference for most of the year, but they fell off a little bit, have been banged up a little bit here and there. But Arizona comes into this game, as I mentioned, riding a 3-game winning streak, and they're the clear better team to me in this game. Arizona's won 6 of the last 7 games, but Jordan, Arizona lost the last game in Tucson last year. They lost it, as we know, on a half-court buzzer beater, lost by 1 point. But what are your first thoughts on this matchup? How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, it's a rivalry, and I think it helps, especially with the first game being in Tucson. I think it'll help with this team. The crowd's going to be going. I don't really see a letoff. I see something very similar, I think, to when this team played Wisconsin, to where just the crowd's going to have energy up to the max. Caleb Love's first time in the rivalry. It's second none to Duke and North Carolina, but yeah. it'll be a good game. I think this team will get up for it. I think the crowd will be fully engaged for it. I'm surprised they haven't even called it if it's a sellout quite yet. I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
No, it'll be a sellout for sure.
But it's a fun game. It's an awesome game to be at. I think I was at the one 2 years ago. You were at the one last year.
Yeah, I was at the one last year
with the buzzer beater.
Yeah, they were up. I believe they were up by double digits in that second half, and that was kind of an unexpected comeback. I didn't see coming, but yeah, this ASU team, they are guard heavy to me. They have a couple really good guards, exciting guards. Frankie Collins, the veteran. They also have Adam Miller, transfer from LSU. He's been really good this season. Alonzo Gaffney returning forward. And then Sean Phillips is their young center. I think that's Arizona's biggest matchup advantage, is Umar Ballo versus Phillips. Umar is one of, if not the best center in this conference, been dominant, as we've mentioned, throughout the past couple weeks. So I think they should feed Ballo early and often in this game, take advantage of that. And also, Arizona State is a terrible 3-point shooting team. They're only shooting at 30% from deep this season, 42% from the field. And I think they should kind of tease Arizona State's guards and kind of get them to shoot more in this game, because Collins, Neal, Miller, they're not good shooters. They like the ball. They like to take it inside more than not.
Yeah, definitely. And especially with that advantage with Ballo, I would not be surprised to see if they try to sag a little and dare them to shoot, in a sense. But I completely agree with you on the fact of trying to get Umar Ballo started early. And I would say mostly just to see even how they're going to run defensively against a post feed. Are they going to double? Are they going to leave him single? Because that will open up the offense fully. Because the second they double, Umar Ball is a good passer. That's going to lead to a lot of wide open threes for this team.
Yeah, I think Arizona, I'll just go with my prediction right here. I think Arizona wins this game by 15 points. I think they're motivated more than ever right now. We talked about it before. They're very hot right now. Everything's clicking on all cylinders. And Arizona lost the last game, as I mentioned, in Tucson. I don't think they're going to lose 2 straight in Tucson. I think the crowd's going to be absurd. This game is on FS1, Jordan, which is great. It's tipping off 7:30 local time, 9:30 on the East Coast. So more people will be watching this game, and I think this is another chance to show why Arizona is still in the race for a 1 seed in March Madness this year.
Yeah.
What's your prediction? Agree.
I would put it around the same 15 points. And I literally just forgot. I think me and you were both actually at the last matchup that was in Vegas at the Pac-12 tournament last year.
Yep.
Where Arizona just shot them out of the gym.
Yeah, that game was a blowout. That game was bad. Yeah, that was that was a mismatch for sure. They, from start to finish, Arizona State seemed like they had no chance in that game.
Yeah, I remember hitting the strip after that game. That was a fun night. That was a great night.
I hope this game's more competitive, especially early, because like the Colorado game, I hope, you know, it's more competitive throughout the second half. You think Arizona's gonna win it by about 15? So it seems like we're on the same kind of pace there. We'll see if Arizona could win two straight against ASU, get back on the right track there, win a couple in a row, and if they win this one, it'd be their fourth straight victory in a row, which also would be their 20th game that they've won this season. So hitting the 20th mark, and Arizona only has 7 games left in the season. It's hard to believe, but we're coming down to the end. And before we go, I wanted to get your thoughts on Arizona moved up to number 5. They're back in the top 5 in the AP poll. What do you think about that? And kind of how do you think about Arizona's kind of journey? Because, you know, they've been outside the top 15. They've gone up, they've gone down, and now they're back up, you know, right around that top 3 in the country.
Yeah, I think I'm getting a lot more of a sense of kind of where you've been throughout most of this season, to where there's not really anybody head and shoulders above the rest of the top teams in their respective leagues. And I think it's kind of getting to a point where you just kind of got to survive longer than other teams do. Because teams are losing. That's always a thing. And there's never somebody that just has a fluke game and is just like dominating everybody else, and then one game they lose. Even Kansas had a big loss the other day to Texas Tech, and it was Bill Self's first game that he got kicked out of.
Yeah.
And they
UNC
and they,
lost the other day too.
Yeah, UNC lost the other day. I think it was that Florida State that they lost to?
Yeah.
And to where these teams are good, but they're just not dominating their leagues. And I think it's an awesome thing. I think it actually shows more so the parity of college basketball more than anything. And I think one thing that I've always loved specifically about like March Madness is because you can get a lot of mid-major teams that have seniors that have different ways of playing. Sometimes you'll have, like, I always bring up UMBC the year they beat Virginia. Mm-hmm. They shot like over 50% from the 3-point line, and that team, and up until that point, I don't really think, well, they were the first 16 seed to ever win, but mm-hmm. I'd never seen a top seed lose in like an opening round game like that, to where it really wasn't a game with just the way they were shooting. And so we're seeing, especially in college basketball, the skill level kind of go up more so compared to like the NBA on like shooting, thanks to Steph Curry, shooting, to where teams can just shoot themselves out of games, and teams with a lot less talent that have good shooters can shoot themselves into games, no matter if they've got nothing but 5 stars, 4 stars, or 0 stars, and they just are gym rats and just work on their game. And I think we're just seeing that, especially with the transfer portal and what that's doing overall in college athletics and NIL. Like last year when you had FAU and Miami, two non-major basketball schools making a Final Four. San Diego State also made that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. Yeah. And I think it just shows overall the parity of where the sport's going. And me as just a fan of college basketball, I love it. And it is kind of sad because you're seeing kind of doors close from specifically like older head coaches that are kind of getting out. And like some of these guys were just older. Like I'm thinking specifically Roy Williams, Coach K, Boeheim, Villanova's coach, what's it?
Jay Wright.
And these guys that have been at the pinnacle and the top of the sport, where every single one of them has won a title over the last 20 years and had been at their programs for respectively a super long time. And some of them are kind of to that age where it makes sense for them to leave, and some of them kind of aren't, but it's like, it just kind of looks like they're kind of leaving for the stuff that isn't specifically about all basketball. Makes sense.
No, yeah, it does. It totally does. And that's kind of, we've talked about before, is that this sport, the thing that makes it the best and unlike any other is that it, you can have a great regular season. You could have a bad regular season and get in the tournament at the end by either having a good conference tournament or, you know, winning a couple of big games in March. And that's what changes the courses of players, coaches, teams, you know, futures. And that's what's great about this sport, because you can lose a couple in a row and your season could be over. You can win a couple and it changes. So I think that's what's so good. Cool.
Definitely.
But it's really just good to see that Arizona is kind of putting themselves in a great spot at the end of every single year of the Tommy Lloyd era. The last 3 years, they're heading into the Pac-12 tournament as the favorite. And two out of the last three, I mean, I think they're likely going to win the regular season Pac-12 championship this year. That would be two of the last 3 years of that. And then potentially can win their third straight Pac-12 and last Pac-12 tournament championship. So I think that's all great stuff. But yeah, we've said it before, but this is the year Arizona has to make noise in March. The other stuff's great. It's great to win 20 plus games. It's great to win the Pac-12 tournament and the regular season, but March is where it matters. And I've my hopes are growing and my expectations are getting higher just because the team's playing so well. They're united as one group. And yeah, it seems like the sky's the limit right now. But Jordan, I want to thank you for joining me today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for watching, listening, viewing, and subscribing. You could follow us on X at BearDownAZPod. You could follow the Field of 68, and we'll see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.